if it does, like in Sri Lanka, yeah, wearing the fucking Amish beard and the sunglasses really going to help you, Gates. It shows you what a moron this guy is. Keep in mind, this guy's no doctor. He has no medical degrees whatsoever. But that just goes to show you, all you need is money in this world, and you can be whoever you want to be. He's in charge of the world's health now. A lunatic, a maniac. He's a psychopath. He's beyond that. He's a disturbed guy to begin with, and he's a fucking another licensed killer. Listen to him. Don't think when they come out like this all in concert, it's not planned. It certainly is. Videotape. Let's go.
So you had two vaccinations and then two booster shots. Is that right?
That's right. And you know, for people over 50 or 60, they'll probably have to be boosted every 6 months until we get even better vaccines.
So I've been trying to figure this out for myself. I assume you know the answer to this, so I'll just ask you. When do you get boosted again? I mean, now that you've had it, you know, I've had it around the same time. I've only gotten three shots total, only been boosted once. I guess we have immunity for a little while, but when do you decide to get boosted again?
So an infection where you'll get a high viral load would be like vaccination. But, you know, to be safe, every 6 months, you're probably going to be vaccinated. As we get more data, they might even make that shorter for people who are 60 or over 70, where the duration seems to be a bit lower. So we're in for ongoing vaccination to stay absolutely safe. They'll probably have to be boosted every 6 months until we get even better vaccines.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. Wow. Wow, even for you, that was bad. Lights out, curtains drawn until at least 2 in the afternoon before I can even look at you, you fucking piece of shit.
And here's a response. Here's the proper retort to that. Let's go back to the videotape.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
And it's like a monster movie. They keep on coming. This is from the COVID summit they had just the other day with all these world leaders, so-called world leaders. Yeah, they're leading you down a dark alley. Listen to this. You don't think there's something coming your way? Could be end of the summer. Could be September. We're here in September. Could be as soon as a third week of June. We're hearing a lot of different things. But you can hear it from them. Let's go to the videotape.
Prepare for the next health crisis because there will be others.
The pandemic is not over. And as it persists, it changes.
It's misguided to think this pandemic is over. The pandemic is not over anywhere until it's over everywhere.
We cannot be complacent because the pandemic is not over.
But as we know all too well, the pandemic is not over.
The pandemic is not over. Craving a return to a pre-pandemic normalcy rather than acknowledging that the virus may have other plans.
At the World Health Assembly this month, WHO will present a plan to strengthen the global architecture for health emergency preparedness, response, and resilience. This includes the creation of a financial intermediary fund to support equitable access to life-saving tools in the face of future epidemics and pandemics.
And we're increasing our support for a new pandemic preparedness and global health security fund that will be established at the World Bank this summer with $450 million in seed funding.
It is clear that a coordinated global response is required to combat future health emergencies.
We continue our call to strengthen the global health security architecture with transparent, inclusive, and collaborative processes.
We support your proposal, dear Joe, to set up a new fund for pandemic preparedness at the World Bank, operating in close coordination and cooperation with the WHO.
Come together to shape new international norms on these issues. Together, we can establish common understandings that guide our collective action.
To strengthen the international health regulations and negotiate a new international instrument for pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response.
Vaccines.
We call for policy commitments to boost vaccination.
To help get shots in arms.
Getting vaccines from tarmacs into arms.
We also need to accelerate vaccine uptake and ensure vaccines make it into arms quickly and equitably.
And sustain our efforts to get shots in people's arms all around the world, expand access to treatment, and save lives everywhere.
That's what's going on. We go to the proper response time and time again. Who are you to believe? These people again? Even Good Morning America, who's been in the tank for these guys, right? Now they have a doctor on there, Dr. Jennifer Ashton. She's kind of like the new house doctor on ABC. Good Morning America. Of course, they don't always put her on the Good Morning America. They have her on like the web, which I think it's like Good Morning America 3 or some shit. Whatever. Go to the videotape. This is a strange twist of a clip. She starts to talk about maybe boosting isn't the answer, and we don't know a lot about it. But then she also peppers in a nice cover story for people who are getting sick from the vaccine, like a nice little cover story to cover for her friends, I'm sure, Fauci and all these other people. And you start to sit there and you think, oh, well, she's talking a lot of sense. We're not hearing other places. Yeah, she's doing that for her career. But then she's also, in ABC style, Good Morning America style, is also tasked with protecting these criminals. And she does that. It's a stunning swing, if you catch it, while you're watching these things. And you should, at this point, be pretty skilled at watching these things and picking these things up. Like when we played those retorts, I'm going to play it after this one too, just for the hell of it. You watch when Gates comes back. I'm sure you've picked this up, the folks on Pain.tv. If you're not on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app, we do a lot of videos. Do what you want. You don't have to join, but hey, you might fucking learn something. You watch Gates when he comes back on that second clip, and he talks about, you got to get your vaccines and your boosters. He's literally laughing. He can't keep a straight face. He's so maniacal. He knows what he's saying is a fucking crazy lie. And he literally is laughing during the interview. Like he starts with a really annoying smirk, and then he goes into like almost a chuckle. Like, these stupid people. So those are the things you catch when you're watching the video. But Dr. Ashton, you're going to have to pick a side of the fence, Doc, where you're going to come down. You can't fucking surf the fence forever. So she says some things that are not mainstream, but at the same time, she's laying a new narrative out there and to cover for these criminals, Fauci, Gates, etc. Let's go to the videotape. And all the other doctors in America who sold you out. Your doctor, your husband's doctor, your wife's doctor, your pediatricians, they sold everybody out. She's happy to try to cover for the entire medical cabal.
Dr. Ashton here. We were trying to get a handle on, you got some new data on boosters.
There's a new published study out in Lancet, the journal Lancet Infectious Disease, about the fourth dose and what happens to our antibody levels. It is not a surprise that they've released new data confirming that after the fourth dose of Pfizer or Moderna, that antibody levels rise significantly. They surge. in the several weeks after that dose. We've known that for a while, but here are the caveats. We don't know how long that lasts, number one. And our immune response, remember, is not just about antibodies. It's about that T cell response also, which is, you can't really measure as well as just a pure antibody level. And it's about whether or not they're blocking or neutralizing antibodies to the variant that we're seeing. So when people hear these headlines, they shouldn't be surprised. Yes, of course, you're going to get a surge in your antibody levels, but how long that lasts is the issue. And it's certainly not just about more boosting for everyone. People who have high antibody levels, there's the potential. I want to underscore the potential. We haven't seen any evidence of this immune phenomenon known as tolerance, where if you already have high antibody levels and you get another booster, that your immune system can start to say, well, what am I needed for, and can kind of start to shut down. Wow. So if you're in that category of people who the FDA and CDC is recommending to get a booster, 50 and over, 65 and over with a chronic medical condition, yes, by all means, but everyone else, don't think that more boosting is the answer. We don't know that that's the case yet.
All right, that's very important information. We appreciate it. Thank you very much, Dr. Jen.
Well, hey there, GMA fans. Robin Roberts here. Thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Lots of great stuff here. So go on, click the subscribe button right over here to get more of awesome videos and content from GMA every day, anytime. We thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the morning on GMA.
Guess what? I have to play the retort. It's so powerful to listen to these guys, these same assholes, lie and lie and lie and lie. It's so powerful to listen to it in their own words instead of from other people. There's no wiggle room. You know, you lose court cases. Defamation cases, you lose wrongful death cases and this medical malpractice on your previous statements. It's very powerful. The problem is, just like with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, something the Oath Keepers couldn't figure out, and the Proud Boys and all these people, they couldn't figure out. If we don't hold people's feet to the fire, it doesn't matter if you take over a building. It's only temporary. It's only temporary. It's just pipe dreams. You need to get to a point where people get pissed off enough people to say, that's it. Not putting up with it anymore. I've had it. No, I'm not paying into the system. And you know what? Where's that fucking guy at? Where can I go and have a word with that chap? Where can I find him? I'm out on the street now. I'd like to have a word with these guys and let them know what they've done to my family and my entire life and my dreams. I'd like to have a brief word to discuss it, etc.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
Stunning. But don't worry. They're all in on it again. These things don't even work. They've caused massive collateral damage, the jabs. They've harmed people. They've killed people. There's no proof that they work whatsoever. Even the doctor on Good Morning America said, this is like, we're not getting much bang for our buck here. Even she had to admit it, right? Stuff. It's stunning, really, when you think about things that we've said on here for well over a year now when it comes to the jabs. And people said, you're not a doctor. Well, neither is Bill fucking Gates. I'm just as qualified as he is. He's running scams. Okay? He's better at that than I am. He has the money to run scams. I don't have money to run scams. He has the money to run operations. He has the money to push things through. He has the money to pay public relations people to spin things. That's great. I have an expertise to pick up on these things, to point these things out. He doesn't have that. So I'm just as qualified in my area of expertise as he is in his, except mine costs a lot less than his does. I get a lot more bang for my buck with the things I know. So I can call him out. I don't have to be a doctor to understand the doctors are out there are ripping you off. Even the ones you like now who are walking around and touring and telling you how dangerous these things are. Where the fuck were you when it mattered? Wow. You guys are fucking heroes. You should go get your capes made, your supermen and your superwomen capes. Where were you with that microphone in your hand when the shit was going down? Nowhere to be found. You want to lose your license. You don't want to be defrocked. You don't want to be disgraced. So we'll just wait till it cools down, and then we'll go on speaking tours and let people know, hey, this stuff's pretty dangerous. Oh, thanks. You didn't tell the people that you want to roll out vaccines too, and all the patents you have for different vaccines that are safer, I'm sure. Because, you know, you blew the whistle on this. So come in and trust us now with our vaccines. We have a different way of doing business. A safer way, a friendlier way. My way. Uh-huh. Who do you think you're bullshitting out here? Not us. On our platform. No, 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 no. They got everybody brainwashed in the government. Let's go to the videotape. This is really a tragic story, this one.
Four Air Force Academy cadets may not be allowed to graduate or be commissioned as military officers for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine.
And they may be forced to pay back thousands in tuition costs. Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt says this goes against their religious freedoms and held a rally over the weekend in support of those cadets. He joins us now. Thanks so much for being here. These students are willing to risk their lives for our freedom. Why can't we respect theirs?
Well, thank you, Todd and Ashley. Good morning. My name is Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, Dr. Chaps, and I was a Navy chaplain advocating for religious freedom, but I lost my career when they said I could not pray in Jesus' name. I later became a legislator, and I'm also an Air Force Academy graduate, which is why I care very deeply, and I led this protest outside of the South Gate of the Air Force Academy, because here's the front page of Saturday's newspaper. Cadets face expulsion for refusing the vaccine. This is not about the vaccine. It's about their religious freedom and their First Amendment rights. All of them applied for a religious exemption to the vaccine because it was tested on abortive baby parts, and that violates their conscience. The three-star general, Richard Clark, at the Air Force Academy, rejected their applications. Here is his signature on his memo saying, I deny your religious waivers. And then he made it worse. Four of the firsties, that's what they call senior graduating cadets, were brought into his office on Tuesday, and they were told three things. You're not going to be allowed to graduate. We're giving you a letter of reprimand, and you will be forced to repay between $200,000 and $400,000 wow. in back scholarship money, and you will be denied your diplomas from the Air Force Academy. This is a violation of their religious freedom.
So, Gordon, how are we still in this position? There's supposed to be freedom of religion in this country, and now the Air Force Academy, they're the only military who are still barring seniors from graduating because of their vaccination status. So, when I say there's supposed to be this religious freedom, why is this still an issue, and how do you foresee this happening with these four?
Well, there is a religious purge against Christians in the military, and it starts at the top. The Biden administration is allowing this DOD policy, but you ask the White House spokesman, they say, oh, no, that's an Air Force problem. So I went right to the source. As a graduate, I interviewed the three-star general superintendent, Richard Clark, at my class reunion in September. And on stage, before eyewitnesses, on video, he said, absolutely, I'll protect religious freedom. I'll defend the Constitution for my cadets who have a religious objection. Now he has broken his word. And so that's why we held the rally, and we're asking people to call General Richard Clark, we have the phone number on the screen.
We can see the number on the screen right there.
719-333-4141.
Chaplain, we got to run because that's Fox right. and Friends is going to begin now. Thank you for your time. Fox and Friends does start right now.
There you have it. I like the broad on Fox. Isn't there supposed to be religious freedom? You think there's religious freedom? You think there's any freedom when the government tells you you have to put chemicals in your body? I think the freedom kind of went out the window. I think the First Amendment kind of went out the window. Right? I think the Bill of Rights is up in smoke. Just sit there and look good, please. That's why you were hired. Stick to the script, honey. This is what's going on. Four guys, the only four guys in that graduating class with any integrity, by the way, they want to throw those guys out. You know what I say? Lawyer up. Here's some advice to the families. Lawyer up. You're not going to have to repay a goddamn dime. Don't be scared by these liars. These guys are feckless. They're feckless. They never carry out anything. Lawyer up. Get the fuck out of the Air Force. Get away from it. Go get a job somewhere. Go make some money. Don't be in a position where these lunatics like Biden and his kooky, crazy Department of Defense. You've seen these guys, General Sheetcake Millie, okay, and the other dopes, where they can send your sons or your daughters into harm's way for some bullshit proxy war. And you lose one of the most valuable, if not the most valuable, things in your life, a kid, a loved one, an offspring for some fucking proxy war by some fucking rich asshole or rich assholes, plural. Get the fuck out. Move on. Run away like Forrest fucking Gump. You're doing yourself a favor. Stick to your guns and tell them to fuck off. You want some money from me? Come and get it. Good luck. You wouldn't even know how to fucking do it in the first place. You have to repay them. Oh, and how are you going to get it? How would you get it? You're going to dock my pay? I'll work for myself. I'll set up a corporation, an LLC. My family will. And I'll get paid through that. You won't be able to dock my pay? Go fuck yourself. Who do you think you're talking to? They treat us like stupid out here. Whatever fucking bullshit threat you got, I got end runs around it 10 different ways. Plain and simple. Start outsmarting these fucking criminals. It's not hard to outthink them. Start outsmarting them. You don't want my service? Okay, thanks for training me. I still have training. I still know how to fly a plane. I still know how to work on a plane. I'll go work for an airline. Thank you, assholes. Guess what? And now you don't get me as an indentured servant that could end up in some fucking dusty corner of the world with a missile through my femur. So it's a win-win for me. Go fuck yourself. And I'm not going to drop the fuck dead because I got some serum in my body that I don't know what it is. It's unprecedented. I mean, you really can't make it up. You have cadets there, real quick, right? At graduation, they're throwing their hats up in the air. Yay, congrats. You threw your future up in the air, of your life when you took the jabs. So you have a graduating class of sheep who went and did what they were told. And not a lot of people know this. They won't let your parents and your grandparents, whoever and whomever can get a ticket to your graduation, your girlfriend, your wife, your kids. if you have kids. You can't go to graduation unless you jabbed. You can't get on base. So you have sheep. And some parents had to go get graduated, vaccinated, to go to graduation. You can't. And they just acquiesce. Well, I want to see my kid graduate. It's a big deal. I'll go get the jab. Oh, that's great. So you have a bunch of people there who are great at following orders, even if the orders are bad, and you could be harmed from it. Is that the kind of people we want in the military? I guess that's what we have. I thought about it, though. At what point, if I was in that graduating class and I was kicking ass and I had gotten a jab, at what point did the leaders, did the Mavericks and the Iceman out there and the Air Force Academy say, hey, you know what, Slick? If these four cats don't graduate, I walk too. Fuck off. Here's my lawyer's number. Here's your lawsuit. I'm out. Isn't that the kind of leaders we could use, the kind of leadership that we're missing in this country? Will your peers stand up for you? No, not anymore. It's a fucking rat squad. It's a grand illusion. Where are the leaders in the so-called graduating class? No, they're all worried about themselves. And their parents. My God, can you imagine? You call up your parents, who are a bunch of fucking robots too, a bunch of yes men, a bunch of yes women, and robots for the fucking government, and tell them, look, I'm not graduating because they're trying to pull a fast one on some of my class members, and we're going out on a wildcat strike. Fuck them. You do nothing of the sort, young man. Now, I was in the Air Force Academy. Your grandfather was in your Air Force, and his grand, and you do nothing of the sort. Get that silly out of your mind. Yeah. Go along to get along. Rat squad, etc. And you wonder why our military is in poor condition. Because these are the kind of people that go up to the ranks and only worry about themselves. They don't care about their fellow soldiers, etc. Whatever happened and nobody gets left behind. No, now it's everybody gets left behind if they don't agree with me. And you can expect no less when you're taking orders worldwide. This is a worldwide issue. When you're taking orders, we played that video with Biden and the world leaders. That was from, let me get it. I told you it was from the COVID summit they had, the world leaders, and everybody who spoke at that, okay, is on board with the World Health Organization, their international pandemic regulations. All those world leaders are going to try to shove this down your throat, plain and simple. And so, fuck it, we'll play it again. What the hell? Will you move fast on here? I don't need no doctor. Well, neither do these people. All they need is Klaus Schwab and the criminal who runs the World Health Organization. This guy, Tedros, is a fucking master criminal. I wouldn't trust this guy with my pet goat if he was a veterinarian. This guy looks shady. He is shady to the core. But hey, when you're taking all that Bill Gates money, all that Melinda and Bill Gates money, you'd be shady too. The World Health Organization is going to run things on a global basis. That's Latin for Bill Gates. World Health Organization is Gates' puppet. United Nations, Gates, blur. The lines are blurred, but this is what you're dealing with. Let's go back to the videotape so you know what the hell I'm talking about.
Prepare for the next health crisis because there will be others.
The pandemic is not over. And as it persists, it changes.
It's misguided to think this pandemic is over. The pandemic is not over anywhere until it's over everywhere.
We cannot be complacent because the pandemic is not over.
But as we know all too well, the pandemic
is not over.
The pandemic is not over. Craving a return to a pre-pandemic normalcy rather than acknowledging that the virus may have other plans.